I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 9th, 2026. A lawsuit filed by the Kentucky Attorney General says the maker of an AI chatbot has created an unsafe environment for young users. Kevin Willis has more on the story.
Attorney General Russell Coleman says thousands of Kentucky residents under the age of 18 have logged on to products created by the company Character Technologies, including its chatbot, Character AI. The company recently settled a separate lawsuit filed by the mother of a 14-year-old Florida boy who killed himself after having conversations with the chatbot. The company says it put in place safeguards to prevent users under the age of 18 from using its products, but Attorney General Coleman says those safety features can be easily bypassed. Coleman's suit alleges the company has violated the Kentucky Consumer Protection Act and its Consumer Data Protection Act. I'm Kevin Willis in Bowling Green.
Pediatricians in Kentucky are bracing for the likely spread of the flu as students return to classes and daycares after the holidays. Hospitals have already seen a drastic increase in cases of flu this season, with one death being reported in late December in northern Kentucky. Dr. Lindsay Ragsdale is the chief medical officer of Kentucky Children's Hospital. During a conference call with reporters, she said it is important to get children vaccinated against the flu.
And of course, all the kids went back to school this week. So from the pediatric side, we are really kind of bracing ourselves for some spread in the community, especially in schools and daycare. So we are really relying on the things that we know help prevent influenza, which is really vaccinations.
She said wiping down surfaces with alcohol, washing hands, and covering your mouth while coughing helps prevent the spread of the flu. Ragsdale says if a child has a fever, keep them home. There has already been one pediatric flu death this season. A child in northern Kentucky who was not vaccinated died last week. Doctors say there is still time to get vaccinated for this flu season. Locals in Berea were among those holding a vigil for Renee Nicole Good Thursday night following the fatal shooting by an ICE agent in Minnesota. Shepard Snyder has more on this story.
Good, a 37-year-old woman from Minneapolis, was shot and killed in her car by a masked ICE agent earlier this week. Around 100 people held candles in front of Union Church near Berea College's campus to mourn Good. That includes June Colmer, who says she attended on behalf of family members who live in Minneapolis.
I was there way back in George Floyd times when all of that happened. I just kind of had this ache for that community and this really heavy, heart-wrenching feeling.
Those attending also recognized others who died in ICE custody throughout the past year. The Associated Press reports that Good's death is at least the fifth to happen during the federal immigration crackdown. Vigil organizer Lisa Abbott called the shooting unacceptable.
I think there's a special kind of pain when something happens that was entirely predictable and even predicted. ICE has moved more officers into Minneapolis than any other city so far.
Those attending hope the gathering can bring community and comfort to those affected. I'm Shepard Snyder in Berea.
Tennessee students will soon get lessons on social media and internet safety. New legislation will make sure students will soon start learning how to use social media and the internet safely. The Teen Social Media and Internet Safety Act applies to kids in public schools, grades 6 through 12. The legislation was overwhelmingly popular, but some lawmakers, like State Representative Gloria Johnson, questioned how teachers would find the time to incorporate these lessons into their already packed schedules.
That is a lot that we are adding to the curriculum, but we're not adding any time to teach this. I don't know. Teachers right now cannot get in everything they need to do. It's not possible.
But the bill's sponsor says these lessons will take place during school health courses. They won't require any additional resources, like textbooks, so there will be little fiscal impact. This law comes after Tennessee schools banned the use of cell phones in schools, while lawmakers also citing concerns about youth mental health. The story was done in partnership with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom. You can learn more on these and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.